Meine Damen und Herren, sehen Sie jetzt Alf.
Wherever you are to Alf HQ, well, not Alf HQ, Alf's Splaining HQ. We wish we were in Alf HQ. Can you imagine the secrets we'd learn?
The shenanigans we'd get up to. The antics.
You know what? I think it'd be a Project Alf. Alf Project.
Alf, yeah.
Alf Project. I think I'll project Alf.
Alf-tics. Antics. Alf.
Yeah. So this is an Alf-splaining sidebar, if you will, with me, Ben Baker, as always.
And me, John Matthews, as always.
In perpetuity.
We can't get fired. However hard we try, we're stuck doing this.
No, until the big takeover, which we're planning for about Series 3.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
sell out to Audible and Ed Gamble will come in and do it for us.
I'm not going to say AI, but yeah, Ed Gamble can do it.
Same thing, innit?
So what we're going to do in these basically is look at other parts of the world of Alf, if you will, because obviously we're just doing the TV episodes in the main podcast, but there's loads of other stuff, both in America and the UK, and especially, as we're going to talk about today, in Germany, which absolutely went bonkers for Alf, way more than anywhere else.
You can't really get your head around how big Alf was in Germany. I mean, you can imagine the merchandise for Alf, this, you know, the cartoons, the comics, the stickers, the bubble gum, and all the business. And it goes far, far beyond however much you can imagine in Germany. Quite why they went mental, so mental for Alf, we'll probably look into and discover at a later date in a more in-depth feature.
We will be doing Euro-Alfs.
Oh, yes.
I can tell you, Alf is so popular that there is a town in Germany, in the Rhineland, called Alf, which kept getting his signs stolen.
So didn't they have to print signs and they sell them in the tourist shop?
Yeah, because that's how big Alf is there.
Now, that's not very punk rock, is it? That's like Volkswagen giving out Volkswagen badges to the Beastie Boys fans to stop them stealing the badges. Alf, the town, making people buy their own signs. People aren't going to stop stealing the signs because Alf fans are punk rock.
I mean, it should just be called Alf the town, shouldn't it?
Alf Dare Town.
Dare Town, because as we've already established, Project Alf in Germany is called
Alf Dare Film.
You know, they like things straightforward.
Perhaps that's why he was so big. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Although you have to wonder, based on what we're about to talk about, how much liberty, we will say, was taken with other translations of Alf. As we're going to talk in this episode about Tommy Piper sings Alf. Synced Alf.
Tommy Piper synced Alf. Alice Paradiso is the full name of the album, which was the first Alf full-length studio album that came out in 1989, I believe.
It was, yeah. On Polydor. You know, they had all the hit bands back then. So let me tell you something about Tommy Piper. If that is your real name, it is. It is his real name.
Is it? All right.
He was born in March 1941 in Berlin. That seems a bad time to be born in Berlin, to be honest with you. But
yeah, he made the best of it, didn't he?
He did the best, yeah. And basically, a huge voice actor in Germany. A regular actor as well, but he was Little Joe in Bonanza, with the dubbings of Bonanza. And he did all of Nick Nolte's films, so there's a consistency. He was always the voice of Nick Nolte.
Zwei Probleme. Nummer eins, ich wette niemals. Nummer zwei, du hast nichts, womit du wetten kannst.
Okay, wenn wir da reingehen und eine Telefonnummer holen oder Gans oder einen toten Indianer, irgendwas, was uns weiterhilft, könnten Sie sich nicht mal eine halbe Stunde umdrehen, damit ich mir was zum Ficken holen kann?
Wozu? Jemand, der so über Frauen spricht, kriegt ihn sowieso nicht mehr hoch.
Ich bin seit 3 Jahren im Knast. Ich bekomme schon einen Ständer, wenn der Wind bläst.
Okay, du kriegst deine Wette.
If you do listen to the German translations or the clips of the songs in this episode, you know, imagine it's Nick Nolte doing it, because
it's not dissimilar.
There's a certain tone there.
There is. Back of the throat growl. And apparently it was the voice of Mischling's Hund Willy Wuff in 5 feature films.
Nicht mit mir. Nicht mit Willy Wuff.
Du meinst gar nicht das Fräulein. Du meinst ihren Hund nicht?
Diese Schlapperbacke. Diesen Dummbeutel meine ich. Das Fräulein ist mir egal.
Well, I looked on there was a website called synchronkartei.de, which is a list of his all his dubbing roles. I think it's a website devoted to sound dubbing and things like that.
Yeah.
And it claims that he's had 623 speaking roles in his career so far.
Blimey, Charlie. But of course, we're because he lent his voice to Alf in the German dub of that. And to say he had an interesting tone with it, if that just sets you up for what you're about to experience with us, which is that album indeed from 1989, Tommy Piper's sings Alf Alice Paradiso, which translates, of course, to All Paradise. So it's All Paradise.
Yes, I mean, it didn't really seem to have a specific translation. All is paradise.
Because I wonder what cut Paul Fusco and Tom Patsett would have been on for this, which is effectively just licensing their character.
Yes. I don't know the ins and outs of royalties. We have flat fee licensing rate. Maybe they'd have points on the album, covered as executive producer or something like that. But if you look at a lot of pictures of Tommy Piper, he seems to always be pictured with a toy elf, and never with the real elf, funnily enough, which is maybe something we'll touch on.
It's almost like they didn't have a bloody clue what was going on.
My conspiracy theory is that Paul Fusco knows nothing about this album. Now, for clarity, I'm well aware that Paul Fusco knows all about this album and always knew about this album. But for the sort of comedic purposes of this podcast, my conspiracy theory that Paul Fusco knows nothing about this album starts with the fact that Tommy Piper has never been pictured with the real elf.
Well, it's under the genre of pop, but under style on Discogs.
Okay.
What two terms do you think it comes under?
I didn't even think to check. I'm going to say synth pop and...
No.
Oh. Euro rock.
No.
Techno skiffle.
I mean, as these aren't far off the mark. You know, it comes under comedy and Schlager.
Okay, well, Schlager's an interesting one, because Schlager is like it covers all bases, does Schlager. You can, it's a term that doesn't really exist in Britain, and if you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, like a Des O'Connor, if Des O'Connor had gone on television and sung one of his hits, but in an updated style, that's kind of what Schlager was by the late 80s. You know, Engelbert Humperdinck doing Euro disco on Chicken in the Basket shows on Saturday Night TV, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it'd come under cheese over here, I guess, but you know, it's a bit more than that. It's specifically aiming to be cheese.
Yeah.
And reveling in it.
Well, talking of Schlager, this takes us on to the producer of this album, Anthony Mon. He started performing Schlager music in the early 70s, but then got into production. He's kind of like the German Giorgio Moroder.
Is it George Martin?
He's like the German George Michael. But he didn't quite get the success of George Michael or Moroder or Martin.
It's a shame.
Moroder, Martin and Michael. Mm. All the M's there.
That's that Stevie Wonder song, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway.
But the point is, he was the producer behind Amanda Lear in the late 70s, who had a great success across Europe, largely unknown for her music, especially in Britain. But Follow Me is on that Chanel advert right at the moment, so she's currently quite popular.
I'm getting on, I'm moving on. From now, address unknown. I shall be difficult to find. So follow me, just follow me.
It's a decent pair of hands, is what I'm saying. He's a decent producer.
Solid.
Normally, I will describe Alf as a novelty act, and this is a novelty album. Despite the fact I don't really think it is. Mm. But if you get these gimmicky novelty acts, they're often just produced by whoever happened to own the studio they were in recording it. It was never They would never get a big deal producer in like Anthony Mon to produce a novelty record normally. So he's put his creative stamp on it quite a considerable amount.
Yeah, it's a shame it wasn't George Martin, really. I'm, you know, well, I said to Alf, I said, Alf, we've got to get the boys in. It's.
Ich bin Alf, die außergewöhnlich lustig fröhliche Lebensform. Ich bin Alf, die außergewöhnlich lustig fröhliche Lebensform.
Dies ist eine Situation, die über uns gekommen ist, in der wir jetzt leben müssen.
Track 1. Alf wird unser Bundeskanzler.
Ich muss austreten. Ich auch.
Ich habe wirklich nicht die Absicht.
That's a great title. I mean, you've got to imagine it. Alf will be our president, mainly in English. If you imagine what the song would be in an English thing. But Alf will become our chancellor is such a lovely, evocative turn of phrase.
It is. And as you've heard from that sample there, rap is adjacent to the to it. Weirdly, not dissimilar to Falco.
That's exactly what I thought, yeah.
Complete with orchestral samples.
A Symphony No. 5. Beethoven Symphony No. 5. Not
Chanel.
George Martin's. Not Shaking Stephen's Symphony No. 5.
Oh, Alf and Shaky would have been a wonderful team. They'd have propped each other up.
5 years earlier, it probably would have been, as this song would have been. If this song... Alf, of course, wasn't around in 85, only starting in 86.
Yeah.
But had this song been around in the mid-80s, you can imagine it being a huge hit, in Britain as well, in that Falco style. But by 89, it's a old hat and a bit passé. Don't get me wrong, I think this is brilliant. I think this song is fantastic. But, you know, it's the sort of song, had it come out 5 years earlier, then, yeah, you're looking at a huge hit.
I could tell you, actually, Alf started on ZDF at the beginning of 1988.
Okay.
So, you know, they're pretty swift, but we had it a little bit before, and the Germans went, hold our steins. This is how Alf fandom is done.
Yeah, I wonder if, because that was about, they started showing it, I assume the third season would have been production by then.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the success of in Germany gave it a fourth season, you know, whether it gave it that impetus to carry on.
Yeah, I think German television would have happily taken it for another 15, 20 years. In case people aren't aware, obviously this is still West Germany we're talking about when we come to all this stuff, you know.
Mm.
We are approaching the fall of the Berlin Wall, but it's not quite there yet. Alf has not brought it down alone.
It's Alf what done it.
I mean, I would say it's a large part of it. I think, you know, Hasselhoff gets a big credit, but...
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the comments on, as we all know, the website germancharts.de.
Okay.
How very intense for all of these tracks. So I'll be finding you quotes from that particular website as we go.
That is fantastic.
Southpaw says, text and music are simply horny. Now, again, I have translated this to the best of my ability. I don't know if it's right or wrong. Text and music are simply horny, and Alf would have better chances to become any better than SPD candidate. Smiley face.
Okay.
That's called the Social Democratic Party of Germany. So I did some satire in there, possibly poorly translated. Michael SK says, surprisingly good with the samples. And Widman 1 says, the samples are quite good, but I find the musical implementation more successful, for example, on Bruce and Bongo, which is the track Guile, if you know that one.
No. Oh, I do, yes. Didn't they play it on Off the Chart once?
They have indeed. It's Simon Tyers, our pal, is obsessed with it. Yeah. So.
On Friday the 13th of December, Bruce and Bongo discovered Germany's most successful word, Guile. Guile.
The disc jockey's Guile. The disc jockey's Guile. I said the disc jockey's Guile.
Maybe we'll do a Bruce and Bongo sidebar at some point.
Everything merges. It's all tendrils and all linked together. Talking of the samples, though, they're not samples. They're recreations.
No.
But this is not a million miles away from the Ben Lee Brand record that came out a couple of years earlier, which did have samples in it, and very bad samples they were as well. This is kind of like what the Ben Lee Brand record almost should have been. It's in that vein. And extremely skillfully done. It's brilliant. I love it. But there was a 12-inch version of Alf Becomes Our Chancellor. I don't know if it's any different, but it would be a nice item to have.
It would. You know, the lovely covers, actually, the nice artwork. As you say, because obviously that was a single, as was track two, which I'm going to do my best to pronounce. Toujours Ahi, Est tout ce vol, Jean Val Suzai. Which, as far as I can work out, continues to mean Toujours Ahi. But it does so good to be nicely lazy.
Hallo, jetzt singt euch euer Alfie ein Loblied auf die Faulheit. Die Faulheit ist ein paradiesischer Zustand. Wer faulenzt, lebt gesund, aus gutem Grund. Er kriegt nicht die Managerkrankheit, weil er sich nicht dauernd gesund stoßen will. Ha, alles Paradiso. Ich sag euch noch was, ihr fleißigen Irrendommer. Wer 100 Jahre lang faul ist, wird sehr alt. Ja, ja, die Faulheit ist ein Glück, ein Stück vom Garten Eden für jeden. Das süße Nichtstun macht dich so schön träge. Von Herzen faul sein, das braucht Fantasie.
They seem to sing, and it seems to be a made up word for Alf. You type it into Google and all you get is the Alf reference, which is not like some sort of Hawaiian term for dishwasher liquid or something like that.
So yeah, here we have some full holiday flavoured cheese with, I think, the keyboard stolen from Russ Abbott's studio, wherever they made Atmosphere. It's definitely got a similar feel, and much like the previous track, it's 5 minutes. It's very
long. There's a lot of very long tracks on this album, and they kind of do outstare their welcome. I mean, I think Alf Becomes Our Chancellor does well with its length. It's not.
It doesn't outstare.
It doesn't get tired, but yeah, does quite sort of. It runs out of puff about halfway through, I think.
Yeah, because it's a lazy kind of holiday hit.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I love the production on it. Because it starts with all the ocean sounds and ambience for about 40 seconds or something like that before this massive, enormous, great drum machine comes thundering in and Alf grumbling over the top of it.
Yeah.
All these cowbells and things like that. But the chorus, this chorus bit with all the echo and the reverb and stuff is absolutely beautiful. I love it.
A talented producer could do something with that. Wink.
I'll get the sampler out of storage and we'll get to work.
Oh, I thought you were just going to ring Daz Sampson. Hello.
Very good.
Oh, I tell you what.
Yes,
Fritz 260449 says
what
miserable.
Okay.
And Franz Panzer, which is a great username.
Franz Panzer. Oh, that's fantastic. I might nick that.
Says, quite funny, Alf Schlager. This was the great time of the alien with a preference for cats.
Well, and there's nothing. Yeah, he's right.
No, that's right. Michael S.K. says, somehow fascinating this disharmony between the relaxed holiday music and Tommy Piper's Tramp. I don't know. If I, again, I've done my best. I'm not trying to make fun of these people. It's just like, that is what I was given by GermanChats.de.
You've done all you can.
So, yeah, they're not as popular, that one. Franz Panzer liked it, but everyone else seemed a little bit down on it. Do you feel they're wrong?
I feel they're wrong. I think it's excellent. It's a weird novelty record for Alf. It's a great song on in its own right. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Is it to your taste?
Yeah, I liked it. There are tracks I liked a lot more than it, obviously. There are tracks I thought would have been singles that weren't.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have put that as a single. But, you know, we're all right. No. You know, we're all right. Tommy Piper's Tramp. It's presumably a Salt and Pepper cover. So, so we move on to track three, and it's a track called Alf Superstar, which translates as...
Yes.
Alf Superstar.
Oh, okay.
Alfie, Alfie ist unser Superstar. Aber ja, sonnenklar, ich
bin euer Superstar.
Alfie ist unser Superstar.
Ist ja gut, es ist wahr, ich bin euer Superstar.
Wow.
I think that sounds like We Will Rock You at the start. It's Alf Stadium floor filler.
I wrote down Zig Zig Sputnik esque Atari ST Electro Stadium Rock.
Okay. So. Which after this I wrote down, it gets almost industrial after a bit. Front 241, if you will.
A few of these do.
The Tweenies wouldn't have put this on their album. This is not the sort of song you'd expect on a cash-in TV album. It's been rapping.
Ja, da fahr ich voll drauf ab, ja! Und jetzt kommt der Orient Express. Klingt ziemlich extremo. Fast wie eine Wüstendemo. Allah, wachala, mada, alala. Lahama, adala, hemela, alala.
It's noticeable how long this one goes on for. I think the length of the song is very noticeable.
5:42. This one, another post 5.
No need for that, but
no. I just did not expect it.
No. You see a song called Alf Superstar, and you expect some bubblegum sing along, kids, brightly coloured pop record, and you get this industrial rock, and I'm very impressed.
Well, I can tell you that the people on GermanCharts.de, Fleet 61 said,
yep.
Superstar, he is not.
Oh.
At least not with this track.
Oh.
Southpaw says, only for the hard-hitting fans of the extraterrestrial way of life. And Fleet 61, back again, says, reminds me a little bit of Tarzan Is Back by Willem.
Oh, I don't know that.
Don't know if you want to Google that.
We will do. What now?
I don't know, probably not.
I mean, let me just type it in, hang on.
Tarzan Is Back. I don't know if there was it just says Willem, W-I-L-L-E-M.
Tarzan Is Wieder Da, radio version.
Okay. Seid ihr alle da?
Ja, ja, ja.
Klaus-Dieter hat Husten.
Oh, it's in Germany.
In Afrika ist Muttertag. Da hat sich Tarzan aufgemacht. Kommt extra aus Amerika. Doch seine Mami ist nicht da. Die Affen düsen durch den Wald. Denn heute bleibt die Küche kalt. Nun suchen sie die Kokosnuss.
It's terrible.
You fools, Fleet 61, with your 61 fleets.
I can't believe somebody with 61 fleets would have that low an opinion of Elf.
It depends what the fleets have, doesn't it? You know, I naturally assume milk floats.
Yeah. One does.
Track 4.
Yep.
Leben ist Gold.
Yes.
Life is gold.
Du sagst immer wieder dann. Dann bin ich reich. Dann fang ich zu leben an. Warum nicht gleich? Oh, Leben ist Gold. Und Leben ist Zuversicht. Leben ist Gold. Leben ist Liebe.
No, I'll be honest with you, Alf. I disagree. I think life is fine. It's not gold. It's more... It's that thing that Paul Carr said. It's silver, but it's probably the wrapper from a Kit Kat in the road. Once again, did not expect this.
It's kind of like the Alf ballad, isn't it? A big Alf. It's like Lady in Red, almost.
I put genuinely lovely Dire Straits when they weren't shit ballad.
Yeah, I mean, I put it's not necessarily my bag, but a lovely chorus. Production is wonderful.
It's lovely. It's just I really like how it sounds. Again, too long, but it's under 5 minutes by a whole 11 seconds.
It's like, and also it's Alf, German Alf, Tommy Piper, has quite a tender singing voice. It's like, I wonder how difficult it was for Tommy to be in character as Alf and then have to sing quite sweetly. as it were, you know, bouncing backwards and forwards through his voices.
Yeah, you can't imagine Paul Fusco being able to sort of hit this tone.
Paul Fusco was not a great singer, as You're the One That's Out of This World proved to us. And
you're out of this world.
There's a bunch of Burger King flexi discs that Fusco performed. But other than that, there's no real Alf audio recordings.
No, and possibly for the best. Well, we'll get to the end of side one then, and it's Alf's Geburtstag's Boogie Woogie, or Alf's Birthday Boogie Woogie.
Also, das ist der Wahnsinn, der sogenannte Alpha-Wahn, ey. Alfie haut jetzt rein in den Kasten, dass die Seiten fliegen. Ich wünsch dir zum Geburtstag alles Beste und hoffe, du wirst auch so alt wie ich. Zur Feier gibt's die letzten Küchenreste. Schmeiß dich ran und bleib dran, schlag dir die Wampe voll. Denn wer hat, der wird satt, mag ich diese Fete toll. Werf doch ein paar Katzen auf den Grill. Haha! Ja, das ist mein Halbgeburtstags-Boogie-Boogie.
Hey, is this that new Rod Stewart and Jules Holland album? And then I realised it was a much better song. But you know Boogie Woogie, right?
Yeah.
It's that, and occasionally someone smashes something in the background.
It's great. It's, I mean, a Boogie Woogie is exactly the sort of thing you'd expect from a TV cash-in album.
Yes, right? Yes, Boogie it's Woogie, easily done.
This is what we'd expect. However, this sounds pretty authentic. You know, it's not that sort of plasticky Shakin' Stevens Boogie Woogie. It actually sounds like Alf has been down to a dive bar in Dusseldorf or whatever and recorded it there. You know, there's the sort of the echo, the reverb and the sound of the room on it.
His neck's handful of bennies. He's gone down to some dark cellar where people are sweating and playing beautiful jazz.
It's really fun because you can imagine him on the bit where he starts scatting away. You can imagine him tap dancing up and down the bar in abject glee, singing away. And it's very evocative.
I would pay actual money to see that. Speaking of scatting,
yes, which we weren't.
I think I spotted a word in there.
Ah, yes,
in those lyrics, which I recognise from my childhood German.
Let me look at the lyrics here. Oh, I've got to get it back to German again. Yes. Schmeiß dich ran und bleib dran, schlag dir die Wampe wohl is the line in the first verse. And it goes, get involved and stick with it, get your shit together.
Now, Alf is sassy. Alf is a man who speaks his mind. But what Alf doesn't do...
No.
He don't do blue.
He doesn't do blue. And you can imagine, had this got back to Alien Productions in LA, there might have been some stern words.
Mm.
But the fact it's there and it's still on the record, if that is the correct translation, of course.
Oh, so Alf don't want shit in his fur. It'll have to be cut out with scissors and there'll be bald patches.
Mm.
You know, it'll just make Kate hate him even more.
Other lyrics in this include, do I like this well-groomed troll? Throw a few more cats on the grill. And
Fleet 61 does say there were certainly protests from animal rights activists back then. I doubt there was.
If the pizza hits the wall, the glasses hit short and small, the dishes clink clink, it brings happiness and it has to be fun.
So is Alf's standard of fun smashing stuff up?
I think so. I think that's pretty clear from these early episodes.
Yeah, no, that to be fair, now I think about it, you know, we all remember he's a risky business, and that wasn't that kind of business. Even though he had no pants on, it would have just gone on the floor. You know, we all remember when he moved that painting slightly ajar, and the chaos there was. It was unfit for young people's eyes.
And that's where we leave side A of Alice Paradiso. But if you want to hear side B, well, we've kind of brought you into a ruse, really. Well, no, not a ruse. It's more of a confabulation, if you will, as we're about to launch the Alfsplaining Patreon, because this is costing us quite a bit of money to put together. And, you know, it'd be nice if people wanted to support the future production of this programme. And for that, you'll get a monthly exclusive audio extra, including side B of us talking about Alice Paradiso, you see.
Now that's value, ladies and gentlemen, now that's value.
The actual Alf there tell you about good value.
Yeah.
So look out for links to the new Alf's Playing Patreon coming around the time of this episode. And hopefully you'll want to support us and don't think we're some sort of Alf capitalists. Capitalists.
I'll do.
And anyway, all the free stuff will be continuing on the regular feed, so don't worry about that. And so, until next time, I've been not German.
And neither have I.
It's common sense, really, isn't it?
William Tanner?
Yeah?
Wir haben eine Lieferung für Sie von der Terry Faith Company.
Moment, Alf, wie war das möglich, Make-up im Wert von $4,000 zu kaufen?
Kredit? Ich habe deine Visa-Karte benutzt. Oh, übrigens, dein Konto ist überlastet.